This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New revelations about President Trump's actions toward Ukraine as his impeachment trial gets underway in the Senate. Our Sagar Magani is in Washington.
A government watchdog agency says the White House broke federal law by holding back security aid from Ukraine. The president ordered the aid be withheld last summer, an action at the heart of the impeachment push. It was eventually released, but the Government Accountability Office says the Trump administration did not have the right to cite policy reasons for holding up money Congress had already authorized.
The administration broke, I'm saying this, broke the law.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats are seizing on the report as proof of a lawless White House and saying it's another reason the president's Senate impeachment trial must have more witnesses and documents. But top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the administration should get to decide how taxpayer money is spent.
I think it was the rightful thing to do.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And an indicted associate of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has now turned over to prosecutors new documents linking the president to a shadow foreign policy being run by Giuliani. The president says all of this is baloney.
A phony hoax put out by the Democrats so they can try and win an election that hopefully they're not going to win.
Top administration officials expect the impeachment trial to last no more than 2 weeks, and they expect the president to be acquitted. This morning, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is calling President Trump a clown. Slamming him for the U.S. airstrike that killed Tehran's top general and saying Iran's revenge missile strike targeted U.S. troops in Iran and had dealt a blow to America's image as a superpower. No U.S. troops were seriously injured in that missile strike. This is AP News. The FBI has arrested two military men believed to be headed to a pro-gun rally in Virginia.
The Canadian reservist and a Maryland resident, Brian Lemley Jr., a cavalry scout for the U.S. Army, are charged with transporting a firearm and ammunition with intent to commit a felony. The FBI has video of the pair firing a homemade assault rifle in recent days and alleges that Lemley ordered 1,500 rounds of ammunition. They, along with the third suspect, a 19-year-old from Maryland, are said to be members of the white supremacist group The Base, which is calling for acts of violence against blacks and Jews to create a white ethno-state using military tactics. Virginia is under a state of emergency with fears that militia groups are planning violence at the state capitol rally Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Convoys have now brought food to mountain communities near Seattle that have been without power and supplies for days because of heavy snow. Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.